It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 7th, 2019. On this date in 1671, the baptism of the infant Robert Roy MacGregor was recorded in the parish register of Buchanan, Stirling, in Scotland. The future outlaw and folk hero was born at Glengyle at the head of Loch Katrine. His parents were Donald MacGregor and Margaret Campbell. He was also descended from the MacDonalds of Keppoch through his paternal grandmother. In January 1693, he married Mary MacGregor of Comar, and in time they had four sons. Along with many Highland clansmen, at the age of 18, Rob Roy, together with his father, joined the Jacobite Rising of 1689 to support the Stuart King James II, who had fled Britain during the Glorious Revolution of 1688. The rebellion failed, and Rob's father was taken to jail, where he was held on treason charges for 2 years. Rob's mother's health failed during Donald's time in prison. By the time Donald was finally released, his wife was dead, and he never returned to his former spirit or health. In 1716, Rob Roy moved to Glenshire for a short time and lived under the protection of John Campbell, the Duke of Argyll, who negotiated an amnesty and protection for Rob and granted him permission to build a house in the Glen in exchange for surrendering his weapons. Rob Roy became a well-known and respected cattleman. This was a time when cattle rustling and selling protection against theft were commonplace means of earning a living. Rob borrowed a huge sum to increase his own cattle herd, but owing to the disappearance of his chief herder, who was entrusted with the money to bring the cattle back, Rob lost his money and his stock and defaulted on his loan. As a result, he was branded an outlaw, and his wife and family were evicted from their home at Inversnaid, which was then burned down. After his principal creditor, James Graham, the Duke of Montrose, seized his land, Rob waged a private blood feud against the Duke until 1722, when he was forced to surrender. Later imprisoned, he was finally pardoned in 1727. He died in his house on December 28, 1734, at the age of 63. The year 1723 saw the publication of a fictionalized account of his life titled The Highland Rogue. Rob Roy became a legend in his own lifetime, and King George I was moved to issue a pardon for his crimes just as he was about to be transported to the colonies. The publication of Rob Roy by Sir Walter Scott in 1817 further added to his fame and fleshed out his biography. Hector Berlioz was inspired by the book to compose an overture. William Wordsworth wrote a poem called Rob Roy's Grave during a visit to Scotland. Adaptations of his story have been told in film, including the 1922 silent version, a 1953 movie from Walt Disney Productions, Rob Roy, the Highland Rogue, and the 1995 Rob Roy, directed by Michael Caton-Jones and starring Liam Neeson, which was shot entirely on location in the Highlands. Restless Natives, a 1985 comedy about a pair of modern-day Scottish outlaws, makes reference to Rob Roy MacGregor. The title song of the film's soundtrack, written and performed by Big Country, contains the lyric, "Alone among the hills and stone, through summer sun and winter snow, the eagle, he was lord above, and Rob was lord below." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 7th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.